The cats and dogs he'll examine and heal won't know the difference, but one veterinarian now working in Lane County had a longer route to becoming a vet than a lot of people. Jeremy Polk got his first exposure to animal care through a program once offered through the Lane County Juvenile Department. The program is no more, but Jeremy stuck with his interest and now is a fully credentialed DVM. As another vet once joked, Dr. Vet Out Money. Let's talk about the journey of the last 10 years. Jeremy Polk, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Dr. Jody Witkarowski is with us as well. She's at the Eugene Animal Hospital, and she helped guide Jeremy through some of the steps here. Thank you for joining us, Jody.
Yes, you're welcome. Good morning.
So, Jeremy, first of all, congratulations. I mean, it seems like a decade ago. This is probably a very distant dream.
Yeah, it really was. It solidified when I was a teenager, but it started long before that when I was about 6 or 7.
What was there some particular pet or something at 6 or 7 that motivated your interest?
Just having an older black lab named Sophie that my brother owned and wanting to be part of a community that had animals within my career every day.
Wanted to make sure you had animals around you.
Yeah.
So I gather the home situation was tough, and I gather your reaction to it didn't necessarily help your prospects at certain points.
No, it didn't. Being in foster care and being a fairly emotionally turbulent person kind of destabled the ability for me to find a solid place to continue my education. I was very fortunate to find Joni and then Lisa and Jody.
Let's talk about Joni. Joni's an important person in this step. Joni Herb.
Yeah. She was the teacher at Bridges and Pathways. They were two separate group homes for troubled teens, and she, the first thing she did was she introduced me to Lisa and Jody for the youth vet group, and then counseled me through the process of attending a Lane Community College, where I started my higher education.
So, Jody Witkarowski, tell us about the setting up of the program. I gather there was a little reluctance on your part at the beginning.
Yeah, a little bit. It felt like a big project, a big commitment. That's what my partner, her passion is troubled teens, and so she politely and persistently talked about this program idea that she had. And I actually very much I love what I do. I love my career. And I enjoy sharing it and stuff, especially with kids. So she eventually wrote me into it, and it was huge. It was a life-changing thing that I would do a million times over.
So who made the decisions about which young people got to come into the program and actually spend time at Eugene Animal Hospital?
We set it up. It was, our thoughts were, this was to be kind of like a job training session for these kids. And so we set it up, unbeknownst to them, we set it up as a very competitive, very elite program that they had to apply for, and we only would choose the best students and the best representatives. And so we made them go through mock interviews, and they were to dress up and come in, and we would ask them questions and put them through like a typical job interview. Of course, we couldn't in the end turn anyone away, so we ended up with anyone that applied and anyone that wanted to came into the program.
Jeremy, I know there have been a lot of days and a lot of cats and dogs since that time, but do you remember that process?
I actually wasn't there in the initial stages of the process. I joined a little later, and it's because of Joni and her insistence to have me in the program that I was able to be kind of shoehorned in after the initial application process for the vet group was done.
Do you remember what your thought was when you heard that there was this opportunity existing through the group home?
Oh, I was absolutely ecstatic. I was just really excited that there was a group out there that was focused on people like me and the career I wanted.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Now, I understand we actually can call you Dr. Jeremy Polk now. You've got the,
you can, yeah.
All right. Good on that. Come back to you, to Jody. Did the kids come in teams? Did they come in one at a time? Tell us about the tasks you set them to at the animal hospital.
We started this so small, and it grew so fast, and it grew so big. They came in, we had classes, and so they came in, and we tried to set it up, kind of as an animal-assisted schooling. Mm-hmm. And so they came in, and we based everything on animal care and veterinary medicine. So we had them, we would have sessions on math, and we would give them, you use math every single day. And so we would set up a lesson for the group based on drug dosages and calculating medications. And we would do that. And another time we would have them, writing up medical charts, which would become their writing session and their English session. So we tried to do that. And that happened, I think we started once a week, and it just grew, and that became our de facto family, truthfully. And so we just did more and more, the crazy thing is, these were kids that didn't go to school. They were kids that had been in trouble for whatever reason, but they were, every single one of them came to every single thing we did, and they always showed up. They always were, as professional as teenagers can be, but everybody was professional and worked really hard. And I think it, the way we ran it and the way we treated it made everyone feel very proud of what they were doing, and so gave them a lot of confidence. And I think it made them feel like they were set apart, like they were special, which they were. Which they were.
Dr. Jody Witkarowski is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange with Eugene Animal Hospital. We're talking about the program that used to be run through the Lane County Juvenile Department that brought students in from troubled homes and from the juvenile system to learn how to work in a working environment at the animal hospital. Jeremy Polk, we now can call him Dr. Jeremy Polk, was part of that program 10 years ago and is now a full-fledged DVM himself. Questions or comments, welcome at the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jeremy, I can imagine the kinds of things beginners get to do in a vet's office. What were some of the duties you had your first few days there?
Well, I haven't been able to work as a full-fledged doctor yet.
No, I mean back in the days of the program 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. A lot of vaccines and blood draws, listening to hearts and lungs, just understanding the different body systems and how they present clinically, and then how they relate to the signs that we would see.
Oh, so you got to do real stuff right away. This wasn't just about cleaning out litter pans and things like that.
No, it wasn't. Jody gave us a kind of a full look at the career ahead, which was a really awesome startup.
So, people can turn a couple different ways when they first get into something that they've imagined for a long time. I mean, and it sounds like you went the way where it was like at least as good, if not better, than what you expected to find. I mean, can you remember when you first set foot in the vet's office and got to be behind the counter?
That would have been a summer I had stayed at school. So I went to school in Grenada at St. George's University School of Veterinary Medicine. And they have a small animal clinic there. And the summer between term one and term two, I worked as a vet assistant. And it was a little more than just a vet assistant, because we went in and we got a history from the owner. We did physical exams. Then we reported to the doctor. And if I didn't know that this was what I wanted before that, that moment definitely hooked me.
So why Grenada? I mean, you had gone through you'd gone through Oregon State by this point, right?
Yeah, I had an undergrad there at Oregon State. Oregon State's really rather competitive, and because I had the majority of my work done at a volunteer aspect at Heartland Humane Society in Corvallis, Oregon, they had wanted more hands-on experience, and I could have had the option to work as work for another year hands-on and then reapply the following year. St. George's had accepted me, so I decided I was going to end up going to the Caribbean and getting into vet school instead of waiting another year.
So was it just vet school, or was it vet school and surfing? Or I mean, did you take advantage of being in the tropics?
I did to an extent. There's some of my classmates probably were able to take advantage of it more, but I spent a lot of my time studying, and it would definitely be something I would want to go back and do and experience as a someone who's not under the wire with books all the time.
You know, something I've always wondered about for veterinarians, and particularly someone like yourself, you mentioned Sophie was the pet, your brother's dog, who kind of got you into things. And so obviously you get attached to animals, but how do you, you know, work around the attachment to animals and be able to do things to them that in the short term might hurt them, but in the long term will help them?
Well, it's definitely focusing on the long term. If what we're going to do is going to help them in the future, or near future or distant future, that is what we focus on. And we try our best short-term to alleviate pain, discomfort, and anxiety as much as we can.
Do you have a pretty good bedside manner with animals from square one?
I'd like to think so. You always get animals that, you know, don't click with you. A lot of the things that I hear is he doesn't like men or she doesn't like men. So sometimes there's just a kind of a gender bias that pets seem to have. But most of the time, me and my patients get on fairly well.
That's good. Jody Witkarowski, when you watched Jeremy at work 10 years ago, did he seem like he was a natural for the job?
He was very, very dedicated. He was very, very driven, very serious, which, you know, I can't say that about everybody. He was in it for it was clear he was in it for a different reason. Not that everyone didn't take it seriously. Everyone absolutely did take it seriously, and the responsibilities were taken very, very seriously. But he definitely stood out, and I could see he was going to whether the doors opened or not, he was going to make it happen. I could definitely see that.
Did you lose touch with him over the intervening years between the juvenile program and him coming back to do some work for you guys?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. We did when we started it, and we are truthfully in touch with a lot of the kids that went through the program. We have big Thanksgiving get-togethers and stuff, everybody used to come. We still have a couple. Usually we have a couple of them that come to Thanksgiving, again, because it was set up as kind of our family. And so,
did anybody else go into veterinary medicine, or was it just a one-time thing for the rest of them?
A one-time thing. We did have, there were a couple students that did have jobs in veterinary clinics, kind of as technicians or as assistants, but nobody went to veterinary school, just Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. So, Jeremy, give me the pathway here, then. We haven't talked about some of the intervening years between the time that program ended and how long did it go? And then once that program ended, what were the steps through the rest of your education?
Once that program had ended, I was in the middle of my time at Lane Community College, and I was just working on the preparatory classes for OSU to get my bachelor's degree in science. And then I graduated from Lane in 2009, and then I went to, or no, yeah, 2009, and then I went to OSU from 2010 to 2012, and then January of 2012, I was accepted to St. George's. So it kind of moved along fairly quickly.
I understand you've piled up some student debt here.
Oh, yeah.
Six figures of student debt.
Yeah, it's close to $300,000.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little hesitant to say that line about Dr. Vidout money, but you've probably heard it before.
Yeah, I have. But I don't think there's a person I've met who has gone into this for money or rewards. It's definitely a calling.
So at this point, you have all the credentials in order. You're just looking for a place to hang your shingle and get to work?
That's exactly right.
Hmm. Any serious nibbles so far?
Yeah, I have a fairly tentative contract lined up with the Community Vet Center here in Eugene. They're a low-income nonprofit organization that caters to those who can't necessarily afford for-profit clinics.
The program that helped you so much 10 years ago, does it even exist anymore?
It doesn't, and that would be something I would like to try to investigate having reestablished in the future, because it's definitely a saving grace.
Do you have any idea what happens to kids who are in the juvenile system now in the absence of that program? Go ahead, Jody.
They do have. There are other programs. We were just one program of many. So they had. I'm not sure what they have now, but there was a catering program, and they do have other ones, and they do go to school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This was just one of the programs that was our own personal little brainstorm.
Okay, so the vet program doesn't exist, but there are other things that give them some kind of vocational stuff.
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing it again at any point?
You know, the opportunity just hasn't come up. It was a budget issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think we probably would. Mm-hmm. If it presented itself and if it was a possibility. I don't know that we would ever have it the way it went that first time. It was just so magical. But, you know, the benefits of animals and the calming effect, all those things, that's huge. And for these kids that have a lot of instability and don't necessarily have a lot of support and stuff, I think the animals in the school setting is brilliant, and it gives them something to care about. It teaches them empathy. I think it was really huge, and I think it's a really, really brilliant thing.
And it certainly worked for Jeremy Polk, and congratulations that we can now call you Dr. Jeremy Polk. Thank you, and thank you, Dr. Jody Witkarowski, for joining us today on The Exchange.
You're welcome.
All right, take care. That'll do it for this hour of The Exchange.